We're going to start, though, with the GAA, and we're going to start with the scenes on Saturday in Fitzroy Stadium in Killarney, with a sending off, with a melee at half time, with questions over Jim McGuinness and his interaction with Dermot O'Connor, whether he would suffer the same fate as George Brennan, the Dublin manager, be banned for 12 weeks. But the answer is no, he won't, and neither will anyone else outside of Micheál Burns, I'd imagine, who was cited for a Category 4 infraction. But a key question as well about David Clifford and his interactions with some Donegal players as well. There will be no further suspensions arising out of the incidents in the Donegal and Kerry Football Championship match. Fines are being handed down resulting from the behaviour at half time and the late return onto the pitch after the break. Both have been informed of the outcome of the CCC deliberations, the CCCC, I should say, deliberations, the Central Competitions Control Committee. With me on the line to talk about this and to talk about further moves to take action on sideline interactions by the GAA is GAA correspondent with the Irish Examiner, John Fogarty. John, good morning to you. Thanks for joining me in the programme. First of all, is the GAA world surprised by this? Are you surprised that there's no further action on any other players other than what was dealt with by Sean Herson on Saturday afternoon?
Good morning, Gerry. Yes, I am surprised, and from speaking to other people, I was at a Limerick press conference for the Munster Hurling final yesterday afternoon. The people I was speaking to were surprised as well, just because it wasn't mentioned in the referee's report. Does not debilitate the four C's, the Central Competitions Control Committee, from retrospectively handing down suspensions. But my understanding is there was broad strokes of the melee mentioned, and that basically covered it, from my understanding. So therefore, the four C's, they had no opportunity then to look back on it. Obviously, there's a huge inconsistency here. I had people from Dublin contacting me, close enough to the senior football group, who are very aggrieved at what has happened. And
they must be scratching their heads, John, going, hold on a second, what's different here about these two situations? And especially when, from the manager's point of view, it was interaction with a player, not just another official on the other side, but actually a player interaction.
Absolutely, Jay. There's no question about that, Jerry. There is a difference, and there is one difference, and that is obviously that Jerry Brennan was sent off, and Jim McGuinness was not, and that is a crucial difference. At the same time, the perception is, and as we all know, perception trumps reality most of the time, and the perception is that there's one rule for Dublin and another rule for Donegal, and that has not gone down well across the board. Like, there's a feeling that certainly 12 weeks would have been absolutely out of proportion for Jim McGuinness for what he did at the weekend. At the same time, there is a feeling that he should have been given some sort of penalty for what he did. At the same time, David Clifford didn't face any retrospective suspension there as well, but again, I believe there was mitigating circumstances there. He was pushed in the head before what he did, so if they were going to crack down on David Clifford there, they might have cracked down on Caelan McGonigal as well.
Yeah, is that part of the issue here? And I'm not suggesting that the CCC made their decision. They probably followed the rules as they saw the rules themselves. But if they were to hand out a suspension for David Clifford, then, you know, Kerry would have had video clips of other instances that happened off the ball. Like, a lot, an awful lot went on Saturday, even outside of what happened of the flashpoint of half time. And the whole thing could have devolved into a tit for tat. This player did this, this player did that. And all of a sudden, you're looking at every minute of it, and it ends up taking over the championship summer.
Yeah, it's a fair point, Jerry. And the fact is, we have a 3-week break until Kerry and Donegal's next game. So, you know, this could have ran on. And now it's been nipped in the bud. Nipped in the bud, whether you agree with it or not. It has been nipped in the bud. But it's a fair point, Jerry. I don't think Kerry would go down the road of whataboutery. But at the same time, it's my understanding Micheál Burns has been cited for a Category 4 infraction, which carries a 2-match ban. Now, you know, Kerry could go down and would be entitled to go down the road of going, well, how did you ascertain this? Because to the naked eye, nobody picked it up, really. It was on replay, and that's the beauty of the GAA Plus now. You can replay these events, and there is a question to be asked, like, was this reviewed by the referee, Sean Herson, and his officials at half-time? Now, you know, that is a wrong to make a right, so to speak. Michael Burns deserves a suspension.
Has that ever happened before, John, to your knowledge, in the GAA anywhere? That someone would review, a referee would review something at halftime, something that happened when the whistle was blown, and then take action afterwards?
Not at halftime per se. There has been corrections, all right. Yes, there has been corrections. There was a correction of a score. There wasn't a score. Hawkeye got something wrong there a few years in Croke Park. We've also seen the big screen being used by referees. Like, you know the big screens, Jerry, the one at the beside the hill and the one at the corner of the Davin and the Hogan Stand. Referees have definitely used them in the past with the benefit of replays. And I don't mind that, again, providing
that. Yeah, I'm not saying it's a bad idea either, but I was just wondering about the precedent of it.
Oh no, and that's why I'm saying, like Kerry, if, like, let's be honest, Kerry are in a situation where they are down so many players. Michael Burns would be considered a vital player at this moment in time, because the Kerry are down so many guys, and they might feel that one match ban, punitive, and they might. They might follow this to the Central Hearings Committee, Central Appeals Committee. Obviously, they don't want to be in a distraction, but they might point out, hold on, how did you ascertain this? Because, you know, none of us, like, so many people thought it was Dermot O'Connor initially because of the reaction of Jim McGuinness. It was only when we saw it on replay that we saw that it was Burns.
Yeah, and that's part of the issue arising out of it. Now, the GAA have also said that they're looking to clean up the sidelines. Was that part of the problem here? I remember as well, it could be 20 years ago now, John, that they made a move nationally to clean up the sidelines. Too many officials, too many backroom staff, things get heated, which is what we saw on Saturday. So what are they going to do? Is everyone going to be off the sideline?
Well, that would be the hope, Jerry, but we all know human nature, and we all know how managers love, and rightfully so, now that they're without the Mayor Fornia, and have been without the Mayor Fornia now for, what, 6-7 years now, that they want their powwows, they want their little symposiums where they can talk tactics, and the situation now is that, and my understanding is that referees are going to be told by the end of the weekend that under no circumstances now are any more than one selector and one manager going to be allowed in the area, in basically the standing area, so to speak, the kind of parallelogram where the managers stand.
Yeah.
You know, I see when I believe, Jerry, because, you know, there's no question there's too many on the sidelines. And you're right, Liam O'Neill, back in the mid-2000s, attempted to look at this and try to silence the sidelines, so to speak. And there were far too many on the sidelines. Like, we saw Kitman, we saw Kieran Donaghy trying to be the peacemaker, in fairness to him, but I saw Donegal players wearing 28, 29 number jerseys. They shouldn't be there. You know, it should only be guys who are in the 26 that should be there. So it was lawless there at the weekend. Fair play to Sean Hurston for trying to get things in order at the outset of the second half. But there's going to be repercussions here, and I would imagine there's going to be a real crackdown, not just on this weekend, but going forward with match regulations next year, and they're going to be even more harsh.
Yeah, and that's going to be part of the fallout from all of this for the rest of the season. As things stand now, John, things move on for both sides. Was that part of it? On one level, are people in Donegal, and Jim McGuinness nonetheless, breathing a bit of a sigh of relief, gets to move on to the championship, no more bans, no worry about being out for 12 weeks?
It has to be, Jerry, but at the same time, you know, with David Clifford as well, and with McGuinness, you know, if there's a sense here that they've got away with something, like Michael Murphy certainly got away with something in the Division 1 final.
Yeah.
You know, not that there's karma, but there's always a feeling that, you know, that hangs around you. And they have to be worried for especially from Donegal. Like Brian Gavanagh in the Irish Examiner, in his column on Monday, made the point that, you know, he would find it very surprising if Donegal were to get away with avoiding another suspension. And I take his point there, because this is two instances now where they have avoided suspensions. And that's, as well, as much as Donegal are looking very well and are one game away from an All-Ireland quarter-final, those things aren't forgotten, certainly in GAA circumstances.
Yeah, they certainly aren't. John, on the wider sense of it, look, Donegal obviously happy. They have a couple of weeks off. They will get the better draw now because they're a winner. Kerry have to go into and hope for, you know, a favourable enough draw if they can. But they're really, it's a field hospital at the moment.
That's exactly what it is. The walking wounded. Like, I'd say Jack O'Connor's thrown his hands up at us, Jerry. Like, you know what I mean? I don't think he's experienced anything like this, and we're talking about one of the most experienced, if not the most experienced, inter-county manager in the country, aside from Mickey Hart. And it's unprecedented. I've never seen anything like this. Now, 3 weeks is a nice gap. Obviously, guys are going to be rusty. You see Paddy Clifford at the weekend. He's only going to get better. You know, if Joe O'Connor came on there late in the game, he's only going to get better. Now, they would be concerned at the likes of Thomas Sullivan, Sean O'Shea, Shane Ryan, who we haven't seen at all this year, and you're talking all stars there, and that has to be a concern. But that 3 week gap, it's not the worst place in the world to be in, that losers group, if you want to call it that, which it is. It's a losers group, because if Kerry get a decent enough draw, obviously next Tuesday, a home draw, which they can get again, they could get somebody like Cavanagh, Westmeath, or Meath, Roscommon, someone like that. That could set the ball rolling for them the following week. Like, it would be three games in a row to get to a quarter final, obviously, including the quarter final. They would then be playing the losers of that winners group. So the losers would be coming off a week there. It's not the worst place in the world. And from hanging around Killarney after the game on Saturday night, I didn't detect a huge amount of negativity, which usually would fall. You know, another 10-point defeat to Donegal would, you know, that would be usually cause for great concern and cause for a lot of criticism. But I didn't get that. I think there's an appreciation among Kerry supporters at the moment of the difficulty that they're in at the moment. But that's not to say that what happened at the weekend, it's fatal. It's not in any shape or form, Jerry.
Yeah, John, final point. There's this underlying, I suppose, that you can look at the Kerry Club Championships and the teams that did well and went all to the All-Ireland, and maybe that has bled into the inter-county season this year. But there's this underlying for every team, that it's the team that keeps players fit, gets on a bit of a roll, gets lucky with injuries, that are in a good position to be there at the end of the season, the business end, with the condensed season.
Absolutely, Jay. And I was at the Meath game last year, which kind of was a turning point in many ways for Kerry. Like, Kerry were missing players that day, and they. I won't say that they took the chance there. Well, maybe they did. They took a chance, but they gambled on players, giving them that weekend off to be right for the following weekend. They were guaranteed to be playing the following another game anyway. So they made a sacrifice or a calculated risk in a way there, and they came back from that Cavan game. They came back and just steamrolled the half of Ulster on the way to an All Ireland title. So I don't think I have to tell you, Jay, that the Kerry are still up there and they're not going to go away in any shape or form. But obviously, a decent enough draw on Tuesday now will get the ball rolling for them again.
Yeah, certainly would. Okay, John, thanks for taking us through what happened yesterday with the CCCC, where it goes from here for the rest of the season. Thanks for giving us your view on it this morning.
All the best.
Best of John Fogarty there of the Irish Examiner. You can read his piece in the Irish Examiner today on both of those issues, the attempt by the GAA to clean up the sideline issue for the rest of the season, and the fact that there'll be no suspensions, no further suspensions other than the ones that were dealt with by Sean Hurson on the field of play on Saturday.